This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And this is a very interesting time because we're going into the Aries new moon. And according to very old, old scripture, the Aries new moon begins the year. That's why we just went through Passover and the Easter holiday. So we are beginning a new year. The new moon is Tuesday night, Wednesday, and it's a wonderful time to start a vision board. And if you don't know what a vision board is, you can write me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net and ask me. It's also in my Ascension book, and I'm certain that the guest we have tonight will know what it is as well. We are getting to the heart of the matter. We're going to talk about true love, intimacy, and the connection with self, which is very, very important when we're working on self-healing. We've just come through 2012. We have some wonderful new energy on the planet that's accessible to us. We just have to know how to plug in and get it inside of us. Eric Altman is my guest. He's a healer from Portland, Oregon. And he's also an awakened spiritual teacher who's committed to assisting the awakening of each person. Eric works internationally offering a system of energy healing transmissions that he has developed and coined heart field healing, effective in both the person and at a distance. Eric, I imagine, is working just about every day. He has the gift of transmitting his energy to others. This source energy has an intelligence of its own and results in profound physical, emotional, and spiritual transformations. Eric's transmissions promote the presence, the inner freedom, wellness, creativity, and self-reliant wholeness. Eric, I also think that it may do a tremendous job in lifting aches and pains as well as depression. So Eric combines his gift of healing with an awakening state of teaching. To him, the biggest myth of all times is that spiritual evolution is difficult. He's devoted his life to cutting through this paradigm. Rather, freedom is about subtracting the ideas around awakening and claiming what is already fully complete inside of you, including all of your past lives and all of the talents that you carry in your DNA. Eric is here to demonstrate to you that you can instantly ignite and live in the truth of who you are. What a wonderful thing. Good evening, Eric. It's so wonderful to have you.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to see you again and be back on your show.
Well, we love having you. And this is perfect tonight because we're all starting something new. And I want to remind people that this is a call-in show. So please call the station and let us know if you have any questions. So, excuse me, it's your time to talk, and we're going to talk about the power of the heart field. Tell us about this new energy that's in Eric and how you're using it.
The energy has been coming in probably for the last almost like a year and a half, but very poignantly, I'd say the last 3 months is even getting more directed and more potent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So fortunately for us living here today, we have the opportunity just to be open to that and just to learn how to receive what is already here, like, and what is already, like, existing kind of on our planet that we live on right now.
Well, that's the key. But, you know, when you drop from the mind to the heart, Eric, there's a lot of fear with that. You really have to trust. Why is it that most of us do not trust our inner guidance? Why do you think that's true?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's one of the so-called biggest obstacles. And I think just because it's not familiar, it's an unfamiliar territory for most people that kind of live more out of their brain and their thinking. And
do you think it's because they haven't been taught?
Absolutely. There's a just like that. that someone goes to school and they learn certain things about mathematics and et cetera, things that utilize the brain. And so we get more confident in our brain than we do than anything else, like, especially like our heart. It's very scary for most people, like in relationships, et cetera, to open our heart, so to speak.
I think it's very scary for people to tell their truth, to say their truth, because they feel like they're going to get criticized or that somebody's not going to agree with them. So right. They'll go along against their truth. And this is bothersome to me. It always has been.
I think that's very true. And so that's what prevents people from speaking from that true place in all of us, from our heart. And express
how do you help people get around that? How do you promote getting around that? Of course, will bring inner peace. So how do you do that working with people?
So initially, it's just like having the intention and the interest and willingness to connect with yourself. And yeah, just allow yourself to be with that completely.
But you have to show us how to connect with yourself.
So personally, like what I do is like put my attention down. I put my hand on my heart when I was first starting to do this when I was a boy. And so it drew my attention down to the center of my chest and my heart. And then I start breathing and taking my time just kind of connecting and breathing through my heart and in that area to get more acquainted with it. Like it's like just creating a new relationship with someone.
And what did you feel?
So what I started to notice is like my head became a lot more relaxed. Almost the very first and second time I did that, something happened in my brain where it had like a support. It felt like there was uplifting it, so it didn't feel tense. And that was very, it was very quick. It like had an ally that was much, much stronger than the head, than the brain.
I learned one the other day that involves the chakras. And as you know, I teach and write about the chakras. And it's taking your right palm and putting it between the aces bones of the hips, which is down at your second chakra, and then bringing a line of energy up to the heart. Mm-hmm. And then going to the solar plexus and holding your hand over that, then bringing the energy up to the heart. And what that does is it takes your control centers and brings them to the heart, and it makes it all flow together like a bloodstream instead of being separate.
Right. Yeah, I think that's an excellent. I think that's an excellent depiction of that.
So how do you release this on the systems of the body? How do you do a release? Like on my throat.
Oh, so on your throat. So like internally, you could start from the top, just bringing energy in through your crown chakra from the center of your head, and then kind of just guiding it through, and then out your throat, out to the divine energy, and ask for like support, like pulling anything that's in there that's stuck, that's not necessary for you to have inside your throat to be healed and released. And so I would just do that until I felt some kind of like connection happening and some energy like moving and working on my behalf.
There are a lot of people that do not know what energy coming through the crown chakra means. So let me see if I can explain it to you. Take your index finger, put it in the center of the top of the head. That's your crown chakra. Picture a straw coming into that crown chakra as long as it needs to be to get down to your heart. The straw is open. It's an open channel. Now picture the white light or the Holy Spirit or whatever you want to call it, and bring that through the straw to the heart. And if you, what Eric is talking about, the plug, that if you feel that you can't do it too easily, just try to relax the part that feels stuck. If you're third eye feels stuck, it could be something you need to learn, wisdom or knowledge. If your throat is stuck, it could be something you need to say. And then it gets down to the heart. And then it does its magic, right, Eric?
You're right, exactly. That was a great explanation.
So tell me more about the keys to loving yourself. You were talking about that.
The first thing that comes to mind and has been my experience is oftentimes you'll hear that phrase like you're not loving yourself, or, you know, something along those lines. But what happens is we don't, oftentimes we don't know ourselves. So how, like in any kind of connection or any relationship, I always go back to that. So how would you love yourself? Like, what are you loving actually? And so I think it's being acquainted first with who we are, like truly who we are. And for me, it was like kind of going into my heart and discovering that, and not, I wasn't just.
And how long did that take you? Some people do that for 25 years.
It probably took me less than, I would say like 6 months at the longest.
Okay. Did you make notes? Did you journal?
I journaled every day. Like, I wrote everything down that happened during the time I spent. I spent anywhere 45 minutes to about an hour and 15 minutes.
A day?
Yes.
So that's called meditation.
Absolutely.
That's meditation. And this is what people don't do. They don't meditate, and they don't know how. A lot of people do, and they're wonderful at it, and most of those people are probably listening. But if you don't know how to meditate, or you're a little bit scared about it, it's a matter of sitting with yourself in silence. Sometimes people put on mantras or music in the background that can help. And then open up that straw, open up that crown, and feel that light coming in, and just stay with it. You might feel squirmy. You might feel restless. You might feel like you want to get up and move, but don't let that happen. Just open it up and sit. Have the courage to just sit there and see what your thoughts are. And don't act on the thoughts. Just say, thank you for sharing, and then wait for the next thought. And the thoughts that come up are what's called on top. And they're the issues usually that you're worried about or dealing with now. But sometimes you'll get a thought and it will really surprise you. For example, you might think of a high school friend that you went to school with. Now, why would you think of that when you're meditating? Usually because that person is thinking of you at the same time. Isn't that true, Eric?
Yeah, almost 100% of the time that's true.
And what have you experienced when you've meditated for a length of time, Eric, pertaining to messages? Can you give us some ideas?
Yeah, oftentimes things will come in, and I'll ask the question, like, what is that? Like, what is there a question? Is there something that the energy or this person that's showing up in my meditation, is there something they want to talk to me about, or do they want to teach me something, or do they want to point me in a certain direction? And so it's been very, very helpful to, like, kind of follow that guidance that comes through.
And what is the guidance? I want you to go further and tell them what happens and then what your action is.
Right. So specifically, say about 6 days ago, I was meditating, and a man came in. I didn't recognize him in the beginning. And so he was pointing me, like almost telling me to, like, go and make a phone call to someone else. And I was kind of on the fence about it before. And then, so that came to me very clearly in the meditation, and it had to do with just some of the work that I do. And so it was clear. I made the phone call, and it was the timing was just perfect. And so that's how things just actually happen in my life, like every day, because I'm honoring the experience that I'm having during each meditation. Is very specific. Like,
one of the neatest things that I use it for is directions. Or I'll give an example. I was on my way to a convention on Saturday, and I always do the parking before I get there as I'm driving. So I'm going to go to a hotel down in King of Prussia, and I'm visualizing my parking space, and I'm hearing all the parking spaces are full. I said, well, that's fine, Spirit, but I'm going to get there, and somebody has to be finished with that space and pull out so I can pull in and go to the conference. And I just kept clearing it and clearing it. And I wasn't wishing somebody wouldn't get a place. What I was doing is saying they're done with their place and they're leaving, and it's making room for me to come in. I was very careful about that because some people get very negative with this. And I'm telling you, I was there 3 minutes and a car pulled out and I pulled right in. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And that happens all the time. Do you find those things happening with you?
All the time. Yeah, I think the key what you said is like just to be allowing for whatever shows up to show up and not try to force anything. And so it's interesting how things just open up for.
Well, if you go there and you're angry, you're going to park in the fire zone and get a ticket.
Right.
But you know, Eric, you sound like everything is smooth and everything is just easy. It really isn't. This is cutting through the energy and really learning about the power of our mind and our connection to the divine. And I really would like to talk a little bit more about our connection to the divine. I don't know what happened. So can you say something about that?
Absolutely. For me, like it was happening during the same time that I described about the meditation where the heart connection just stayed, kind of I wasn't putting attention on it. It just started to stay there. And I noticed the energy was emanating out of my chest area just like constantly. And so what happened after that, I started giving it more attention, and the more attention I would give it, the more they would grow. And then I started I started noticing or picking up things in other people very rapidly. And so that wasn't as interesting to me. The things outside of me weren't very interesting compared to myself, like what I was, my true self, which was fascinating. I didn't know anything about. So I was just told, I was, just kind of, I would say in a word, I would say relentless. I was, just very
determined.
Determined. And I had a really strong resolve to really connect with that holy, that it just felt there was something there. There was something really right about that.
Okay, this is Elizabeth Joyce. We're on bbsradio.com, and this is Let's Find Out. The studio phone is 887-627-6008. I'm on with healer Eric Altman from Portland, Oregon. And I learned from Louise Hay a little bit about healing, that when you look into your own eyes, magic can happen. And we used to have mirrors and talking to the mirror all the time and tell us what our desires were. We didn't use a vision board, we used a mirror. So now let's listen to Elaine Silver, because she's written a beautiful song called Life is Our Mirror.
What we want, but it will always give us who we are. Life is our mirror, life's getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always give us who we are. Life is our mirror, life's getting clearer. It may not always give us what we want, but it will always.
And that's Elaine Silver singing Life is Our Mirror. It's almost like a mantra. Eric, isn't that beautiful?
It's wonderful. Yeah, she has a beautiful voice and it's a great message.
So I wanted to for you to talk about the power in connection to self, the power about it, and how is this key to getting more intimacy with yourself and the divine?
The power in the just my personal experience, I'll go on, is like it's from the center, my own center, and which is the heart. And working with heart math, the studies they show from my own experience as well, the energy then the magnetic field around the heart is like 60 times greater than that of the brain, which is just kind of phenomenal in and of itself. It's like that. It's so magical in that way. It's the power to that. And the strength is 50,000, times more strong than the brain as well, and any other, and the rest of the body actually put together. So there's a heart field around us that probably extends out for everyone at least 10 feet around us as a circle. It's kind of a protection area and a kind of as antennas, a little antennas picking up information around us to keep us safe all the time.
Well, how long does it take somebody to let go of the fear and of the noise in their head to really work with the heart?
So personally, like if some, like a, say I'm sitting in a meditation, like that doesn't happen today, but I've had a lot of experience doing that. So like, but when, if something does come up today, like I'm just with it. I don't try to figure it out. I don't try to change it. I'm just present with the feeling that comes up. And then when that occurs, the whatever the antagonizing kind of energy is it just starts to resolve and dissolve by itself. And it's when we try to like change something, this organic, this very natural response coming from our brain, it's when we try to make that different or push it away, and it creates friction, and then it has a better grip on us then. And it's the thing we're trying to accomplish the opposite.
Can you give us an example?
Yes, like say if I'm quiet, my mind's quiet, and then something comes up about what happened today in my life. Say it was maybe deemed negative. You know, I didn't get the right parking spot, or I didn't have enough money for lunch, or I forgot my money at home, or whatever. It could be like something might come up, you know, because I was irritated. And so when that just shows up, it's just irritation. And then I just let that be as it is. I don't try to like change it in any way. Just let the thought be, and then it always like it starts to just dissolve and resolve itself. There's nothing I have to do.
Well, I can remember going into a hardware store. I had had my condo trashed, and I had a refrigerator, and underneath it was mold all over the place. It was horrible. It was black mold, and I didn't really know what black mold was. And I was in the hardware store, and I was in fear. I really could feel the fear, and I kept saying, I will be safe. This will all work out. I will be safe. This will all work out. And I'm talking to the gentleman in the hardware store about what to do about it. And the man stood next to me and he said, you know, I'm a contractor and I build houses all the time. And this is a weekend. Why don't I come over and take a look at it and fix it for you? So he followed me home. And he said, if you had touched that mold, you probably would have died. It would have gone right into your lungs. It's very dangerous. And he got a big old sheet and wrapped it all up and threw it out. And it was incredible how one person, through my thoughts, came in and saved the day. And that's when you work through your heart. That's when you're feeling all of this fear and you don't go in and you rip up the floor and you get mad and you're slamming everything around. You just relax and say, it will all work out. It will all work out. And then somebody or something comes in to straighten it out. Don't you see that's true?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true.
So,
yeah, I think it's so much easier, I would say, to say the least, that just to go with, and it doesn't mean being passive, it just means being like staying present under any condition, like whatever that is that shows up in our life is pointing to something, is teaching us something if we only pay attention to it.
Instead of saying whatever it is that shows up in our life, I prefer to say, when life hands you the daily chores, the daily people that you meet, the phone ringing, getting the paperwork done, doing the dishes, making the beds, whatever you do, it's always coming for a reason. And that means that if somebody calls you up and tells you off, there's a reason. And you're a part of that reason. And you can't say they're crazy. Who do they think they are? What you need to say is, how did I bring this to myself? And why is this person so upset? When you do that, you're coming from the heart. And then you have an awakening and you can realize what they're feeling and what you're feeling. And that creates something called empathy. And when you have empathy, you have something else that happens. The next step is forgiveness and understanding. Instead of condemning them and hating them and saying, I'm never going to speak to them again, and they can't talk to me like that. That's all emotion and ego and from the mind. Instead of saying that, just saying, I'd really like to understand what's hurting that person. I'd like to talk it through with them and see if we can come to an understanding of the minds. And people don't think that way, Eric. They think the first way. Isn't that true?
Yeah, unfortunately, it is true that people want to like you know, put something or put the blame of whatever that might be on someone else, and which just perpetuates and then makes this other thing much bigger and gives it much more power, of course.
I think the most important thing to remember about true love and loving back is that you cannot want to hurt somebody. You cannot want to beat somebody, to be in competition with somebody, to show them up. All of those things are ego. When you flow and realize that we're all in a tapestry, we're all in this together, and everybody's working with everybody. The person could not be in your life, could not be bringing you a message without a reason. You called that in through your mind. And that's what people don't understand. Even when people that are getting fired on jobs and getting laid off, and they don't understand why that's happening, and they get mad at the boss and they get mad at the company, but they really brought it in themselves. It's true.
Yes,
what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And
is that the kind of healing that you do?
Yes, it's just to help. It's to help connect people with that, with their own heart, and so guide them back to their own truth, the deeper truth than what appears to be true on the false kind of surface. Like you said, when you know something goes wrong, and then our tendency is to like blame someone, etc. And then when we're connected internally with our own strength and our own power, so then we see this here, there's something here for me to look at. There's a reason why this happened, and when we take that position and take that, and we look at things with compassion and empathy, it's from our higher state, from our higher being, from the awakened state of our own being.
Yeah, you go into the light and then ask the question. One of the most wonderful things that I teach my students, especially my beginners, is morning meditation and nightly review. In the morning, connect, do your meditations, open up that little straw in the middle of your head, bring in the light, and ask for that light to be with you during the day. I walk with God. I walk with the energies. And that will bring in a storage of energy for you, like filling your gas tank. And you can use that during the day. Then at night, when you're going to bed, then that's when you send your healing prayers and you thank God for the day and you think of over the day. And if there has been an unpleasant letter or an unpleasant phone call, ask that it gets straightened out. You have 24 hours to make amends. 24 hours. Otherwise, it's going to come into your karmic field. And you don't want that to happen because then the universe is going to straighten out. And that's never any fun, right?
Right.
So tell us about emotional and spiritual transformations. How do you experience that with your people, Eric?
In having them, again, look back into themselves, in no matter what situation. So it's like...
Give an example.
For me, it's personal responsibility. So if there was a woman I was working with, and she was blaming her boss, et cetera, for getting fired. And then I would say that she was 100% responsible for that. And then to look at that through the eyes of her higher self. And then when we were able just to sit together and just be with that, she actually could see that starting 2 months ago, she wanted just to leave the job. And then she started to look at her actions leading up to that point. And everything that she was doing was like giving signals to her boss to fire her because she didn't have kind of the understanding that she actually wanted to leave that bad.
And you know, it's funny, I told you I had a twin sister.
Yes.
And my twin sister had been diagnosed with cancer. And when I talked with her, I said, "You've been praying to die. And you've been praying to die for more than 3 years." And she said, "You're absolutely right, I have been." And there you go.
Yeah.
You got to turn that around.
Right, right.
Because the spirit world honors what we think, and it doesn't hear the word no.
That's right.
It doesn't hear the word no. So if you say, "Well, I'm not going to do that," they hear, "I'm going to do that."
Yes.
So that's why we're asked to rechange it. Like, "I'm not going to get fired" needs to be, "Isn't it wonderful the job that I have? Isn't it wonderful how I'm here every day? I'm blessing my job. I'm blessing my boss." If you say, "I'm not going to get fired," you're coming out of fear and you really think you are. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how just that little shift can help our lives so much.
It's amazing, and taking charge and like being stern about it, like in a positive way, where when actually we command things for ourselves to occur, there's new studies out. Like when you use that word, even command, it creates all these like positive chemicals and endorphins in the brain that actually like it lays like a track for us to go exactly and unite with our desires.
It's very strong, and I call it setting a condition, Eric.
Right.
When you want something, you set a condition.
Right.
If you have to pay the mortgage and money is a little bit slow right now, you need to set the condition, and you need to set the date. I will pay my mortgage by the 15th of the month. The money is here. I will pay it quickly and easily. Mm-hmm. And then you go on to something else. You let it go, and you can't be in fear all day long worrying about if the money's going to come in. You have to trust. That's the scary part for people.
Right.
It really is. So why don't you give us your website, Eric?
It's ericaltman.com. ericaltman.com.
Great. And my website, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, is www.new-visions.com. That's with an S, V-I-S-I-O-N-S.com. We're going to have our commercial break, and then we're going to come back with Eric Altman, the healer, and our guest for this evening. Thank you.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bimonthly in three regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone radio show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone radio and TV show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with anecdotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce. Opening your spiritual chakras is the next stage of your physical body's shifting reality. Your body is now merging with your etheric or universal body and the new spiritual chakra centers. You will begin to experience a realm of many vibrant, prismatic colors and dancing energy patterns will emerge. By opening your spiritual chakras and merging with your universal body, you will come together in marvelous ways, and new spiritual powers will begin to emerge into your body system. The chakras are your major energy centers, and they allow you to transform your physical body and integrate with its spiritual body to function properly in the new fifth dimension energies. To accomplish these complex intertwining procedures, the spiritual hierarchy intends to bring forth four additional chakras as soon as possible: the eighth, the eight and a half, the ninth, and the tenth. These four new chakra centers will permit you to manage the immensity of multidimensional information inherent to your new physical body. The physical body will be walking in sync with the universal body. In addition, the four spiritual chakras will transform the other seven, thereby allowing them to take on many new responsibilities. Elizabeth Joyce has created a new CD to help you open your spiritual chakras. This is very valuable and is one of the primary ways needed for you to begin the ascension process and work well in the fifth dimension energies that are now coming onto the planet. In addition to the four spiritual chakras and the seven regular physical chakras, there is an extra chakra, the foot chakra, or the zero chakra. This is your earth grounding center, and it is located at the balls of your feet. Above the crown chakra are four more numbers, 8, 10, 11, and 12. The main purpose of these extended chakras, which has always been a part of the energetic field, including our aura, is to enable the individual to tune into his or her inner God self, the divine will, and even the galactic community that surrounds and supports the earth in its evolution. This is a CD that you will want to have and work with on a daily basis between now and December 21st, 2012. It is available here at bbsradio.com under the Let's Find Out page, as well as the Elizabeth Joyce's personal website, www.new-vision.com. Be sure to get the CD, Opening Your Spiritual Chakras, with music by Richard Schulman, so that you can advance yourself and find security in these new, wonderful fifth dimension energies. Again, that's www.new-visions.com or bbsradio.com under Let's Find Out. You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out Metaphysical Corner. The book for the week is the New York Times bestseller, The Path to Love, Spiritual Strategies for Healing by Dr. Deepak Chopra. The Path to Love is a remarkable fusion of Eastern wisdom and Western practicality, of ancient knowledge and cutting-edge research, a convergence that has become the trademark of Dr. Chopra's internationally acclaimed work. Lyrical, inspiring, and a very practical book, this book gives you new strategies for clearing away obstacles to your love life, for restoring the boundless soul of love, and for finding romance that will last for a long time. Love can renew. Love can make us safe. Love can inspire us to be our best and love can bring us closer to God. The chapters in the book are very interesting. Reviving the love story, the path, the spirit of romance, how to surrender. Is attachment really love? Why we need passion, ecstasy, and in conclusion, you are loved. This is a book worth adding to your library. So let's find out. Go and get it for your bookshelf.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful. With a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passersby. Mirrored in their faces, I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and let's find out. And that was Carole King singing, "You Gotta Be Beautiful." You gotta get up in the morning with that wonderful energy. My guest tonight is Eric Altman, a wonderful healer from Portland, Oregon. And we're gonna talk a little bit about relationships, Eric, at least the wonderful ones that we have with our immediate family and our lovers. You want to talk a little bit about going with the heart with that?
Sure. So I'll start into that with, I think the most important thing in any relationship is a relationship, first of all and foremost, with ourselves. You know, having the connection with ourselves, and so we're not looking to fill up ourselves with someone or something outside of us. So I think when one pays attention to themselves, they give themselves the love that they need, and they nurture themselves and in every way possible. So then when they come into contact or connection with another person in a relationship, an intimate relationship, they're not looking for that person to like fulfill those needs outside of them. And so they already have that taken care of. And so then a healthy, strong relationship can be can materialize from that.
Well, that's good. I think that's always true, that we have to be happy with ourselves to make others happy. But what happens when you have a yearning inside, or when you really miss somebody? Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's somebody overseas, like, you know, our families of the troops and everything. What do we do with those feelings?
Oh, I would embrace them. 100% is like where I'm missing someone, and then just to let myself again like feel that experientially in our bodies, like, and not in our brains. I think our brains kind of cause a little bit of angst more than necessary. So if we just kind of let ourselves sit with ourselves, almost like nurture our own being, like we're a child, like that to be kind to ourselves, you know, in relationship to those experiences and with those feelings that we have when we're missing someone, or someone maybe has passed away, or a myriad of things that come up that activate our feeling body.
Or sometimes we'll have a falling out with a sister or a brother, and we won't quite know how to heal that. Do you have any ideas on that type of thing?
I do. Like personally, like I look inside to see my part in any relationship that's kind of been strained or there's some discord, etc. And then in that, like if I feel like I've kind of taken care of my side of it, and I try to be just as honest as possible with myself. And so it seems like what my experience has been it kind of builds a bridge, that honesty internally builds a bridge so there can be some amends made and to mend that relationship.
Yes, I do believe that people feel us when we miss them, I do believe that if we're thinking about making amends with somebody and we do it in our mind first and see it happen, I think the other person gets the energy. Don't you, Eric?
Yeah, I agree 100%. I think it's very powerful because I think, you know, oftentimes we're quick to look, you know, outside at the other person for creating this. But when, like you said, is when we acknowledge that in our minds and kind of like even like send that out to the other person. Yeah, through almost like sending that out, just meaning like seeing that those thoughts go out to the other person too, like that you miss them, you know, like for me, I'll like apologize if I've done anything wrong in the relationship or that may have hurt someone, et cetera, without me knowing that or being aware of that.
Right. And then that's good because people do not like to say they're wrong. They don't like to call up and say, well, what's wrong? What can I do to straighten it out? But it's a wonderful thing to do.
Yes.
And usually when you do that, the other person does cooperate. They may scream and say, I never want to see you again. And you can say, well, we'll talk when you're a little bit calmer. And then make sure you follow up with that, don't you think?
I think that's the key, what you just said there. That I think that following up with that is very critical. And then it kind of, yeah, kind of you're standing behind what you're saying. And then everything kind of matches up, they're congruent.
One of the four agreements is never take it personal. That can be a little difficult. But the one I like is this. No matter what the problem, the answer is always love.
Yes. Yeah,
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on in Portland? Do you have some workshops coming up?
Yeah. Carrie will speak on that.
We have a workshop coming up at Yoga Pearl on May 1st. That'll be from 7:30 to 9. And the topic is still being discussed, but it will include a Heartfield Healing Transmission and a satsang with Eric Altman.
Oh, wonderful. You do satsang. Then we're going to have a meditation at the end of the evening that's that heartfelt meditation that Eric has prepared for us as well. And what about the Omega Institute? That's in my neck of the woods. Tell us a little bit about that. It's exciting.
So we're going to be there in the fall, and, mm-hmm. and so we're trying to get all the details wired out right now and so we can create some marketing materials, et cetera. There's a, so just going through, taking people through a process actually of eliminating kind of clearing all the negative thoughts, beliefs, et cetera, in their mind, body, spirit. And then I'll do the process about four times I'll go back 50 generations. And then,
wow.
And then clear all that. And so it's been amazing. I've been doing like a lot of groups of 100 people or so, kind of testing over the last 6 months. It's been very phenomenal. The results have been awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
so you're really working with the past lives. What you're really doing, I think, is working with the entire DNA string of memory, the timeline.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. So I'm getting right kind of at the core of everything and then drilling that back way back until, you know, I started going 20 and then 50 kind of felt like a number that really like resonated with like what I was doing. And that was more than sufficient to cover everything that was happening in the person's present day life.
So interesting. You know, I call that going back to the point of charge. I've done regression work because I was a hypnosis therapist for a long time. And going back to the point of charge, to the first lifetime where you felt that pain, and then you feel it repetitively in the other lifetimes, but you have to get back to that first one in order to eliminate it completely out of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Yes.
So it's called going back to the point of charge.
Right.
This is great. It's been wonderful having you on, Eric, and I want to thank you very much. I hope you'll be back soon.
Thank you.
And as I said to our audience that let's find out, you are going to be doing the meditation in a few minutes. So we will have you back probably as fall opens, and then we can hear more about what you're doing at the Omega Institute.
Okay, great. And then for the audience, if they can just sit with their hands open, or if I know if some people may be driving, et cetera. So I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do back at the Omega, and then start doing the workshops with this too. So I'm gonna practice this with this group right now.
And you said you had a gift that you were going to give people if they wrote info@ericaltman.com. And I will put that up on the pod site so that if they download the pod, they'll be able to have this gift.
Yes.
And what is the gift?
So Eric offers his Heartfield healings every Thursday from 7 to 8 Pacific Standard Time. And, yeah, do you want to talk about the Heartfield, the transmissions?
This is what you're going to be offering, right?
Yep. We're offering your audience a free series, which will be 4 sessions each Thursday for the month that they sign up.
Oh, how wonderful. And all they have to do is write info@ericaltman.com.
Yes, and mention you, Elizabeth.
They have to mention. Let's find out. I heard Eric on. Yeah. Let's find out with Elizabeth Joyce. And I would like to have the Heartfelt Healing Transmissions.
That's right.
All right.
The prices, well, we actually, so it's a gift from you for, and it's the $79.95 actually that we charge for, it's a month of healing, like the first Thursday, first, second, and third.
Actually, well, that's wonderful. We really appreciate it. I'm sure that BBS Radio appreciates it too. And as I said, I'll put it up with the pod in the archive so that people can go there to find out in case they don't have a pencil and they're out driving.
Sure. That sounds great.
Thank you, Eric, and we'll see you again soon. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I want to talk about our next show, which is on April 22nd. And we're going to have Dr. Bradley Nelson, who is the developer of an advanced form of energy medicine on the planet. He's a holistic chiropractic physician and medical intuitive. Dr. Nelson is one of the world's foremost experts in the emerging fields of bioenergetic medicine and energy psychology. So that's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show to look forward to. Again, that's going to be on April 22nd, Monday night on BBSRadio.com, 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 o'clock Eastern. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to go into the meditation now. So please sit with both feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And we'll begin to listen to Eric transmitting the energy with his guided meditation. Thank you and good night.
So as you close your eyes, so allow your body to relax. Just notice your head. Just relaxing your mind. Relaxing your shoulders. Like a waterfall dropping in your body. Just running through your body, streaming through, relaxing your mind, your muscles, allowing yourself to be heavy, just dropping everything completely. Put your attention on your heart and just begin to breathe slowly, just drawing your breath into your heart, allowing that breath to relax your whole mind, body, and spirit. Dropping completely everything. Allowing yourself to be completely just as you are right now in this very moment. Dropping even deeper. Your shoulders dropping even deeper. Your neck relaxing. And allowing yourself yourself permission in this moment to be
completely as you are. It's nothing to change. Nothing that needs to be different. Just allowing the cool breeze to move through your body and your mind, spirit, connected to the earth. Connected to the light above you, running, streaming right through the top of your head, down to the center of the earth, allowing your body to go even deeper. Allow yourself to drift deeply into the quietness, the stillness of you.